of Shvat, Monday the 26th of January, Rabbi David Zahn. When to sing Shira?
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. Thank you again for having me back. When to sing Shira? Well, when did Klal Yisrael sing Shira? Klal Yisrael sang Shira, everyone knows, Shvi Shel Pesach, after Kriyas Yamsuf. And there's a kasha we shall beforehand talk about. Why did they wait till Shvi Shel Pesach to sing Shira? They went out of Mitzrayim 7 days earlier. They didn't know Paro was going to come chasing after them. They weren't told. So as far as they were concerned, the Gemara says in Megillah that Shira was sung because of the Me'avdus L'cheus, in Me'avdus L'cheus, Mechai Novis, Me'mobis L'chaim, Kal L'chaim. So as far as they were concerned, you'd see us Mitzrayim, first day of Pesach, that's it, we're out, we're gone. So was there no time to say Shira then? Why did they wait till Kriyas Yamsuf? This is the question which the Kliyoka actually, if not, talks about it. But so we'll come back to that mitzvah later. But what is the Shira? Shira is a song. It's a song. What's the limud? What's the tachlis of the Shira? The pasuk says in Parshas Ve'eil when it talks about Shvi Shel Pesach, Yema Shvi Atzeres Hashem Olikecho. The seventh day of Pesach is called an Atzeres. Why is the seventh day of Pesach called an Atzeres? Sheboi Netzru Yisrael Yachdov LaAvodas HaKeil. Because on this day, Klal Yisrael gathered together to do Avodas HaKeil, to sing the Shira. She'ilule Kain, says the support, if not for this, Loi Hayu Kaiva Maisa Yontov, Shvi Shel Pesach would not be a Yontov. It is just like the seventh day of Sukkot is not a Yontov. Shagrab HaShmiach says it's Revel B'fnei Atzmoi. So why is the seventh day of Pesach a Yontov? So it says the Sephardot, because it's Atzeres, Sheboi Netzru Yisrael Yachdov LaAvodas HaKeil. It was on this day Klal Yisrael gathered together LaAvodas HaKeil, and that makes the Yontov. So everyone asks the question, because of the Shira it's a Yontov, because of Kriyas Yamsov it's a Yontov. What's the Sephardot saying? Because if they wouldn't have sung Shira, it wouldn't have been a Yontov. But Kriyas Yamsov, the Ness of Kriyas Yamsov, that surely is the reason why Shvi Shel Pesach is a Yontov. Now maybe the chat is, because everyone knows the story which took place in Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, when the times of Achav, Klal Yisrael had fallen to the depth to serve Avodah Zarah, the Baal, and there were 400 Nevi'ei Sheker, Nevi'ei HaBaal, and Eliyahu challenged them to come to Har HaKarmel, and he said, you build a Mizbeach, build an altar, and you pray to your Baal, and I'll daven to Hashem, and we'll see who the fire comes down for. And the fire came down, didn't come down for the Nevi'ei HaBaal, obviously, it came down when Vahi Ba'alois HaMincha, after they'd been shouting and shrying the whole morning, nothing happened, came Mincha time, Eliyahu Novi made the Mizbeach, and he davened, and the Eish came down, Vayakol Ha'om, Vayim Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. It was tremendous, and everyone saw the Hashem Hu Elokim, and then Eliyahu killed the 400 Nevi'ei HaBaal, and everyone came, it was a gewaltig chizuk for Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk continues, that's well known, but then what's not so well known is the pasuk continues that Izevel, the wife of Achav, she was the one who introduced the Avodah Zarah of Baal into Klal Yisrael, she sent a message to Eliyahu. She said, and the message was, Eliyahu, mocha, I'm going to treat you the way you treated the Nevi'ei HaBaal. I'm going to get you. And you're, watch it, I'm after you. So, I once heard from the Rashi of Bnei Yisrael, Baltimore Yeshiva, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Zechein Livracha. So he asked a question. He asked two questions, actually. He asked one question. She said to him, tomorrow I'm going to get you. So why tomorrow? Why not today? It's tomorrow. Tomorrow. Why tomorrow? What's the doggish? What's the stress on the tomorrow? Number one. Number two, he asked the question. So if the pasuk says, what did Eliyahu do when he heard this? He ran away to the midbar. He was afraid. He ran away. He thought Izebel is a queen and she can get him. So he asked the kasha. He asked the question. He said, the whole of Klal Yisrael saw Hashem Elokim. They saw Izebel. No one's going to support Izebel. Everyone has witnessed. So he said, he said, it's true. Everybody at that moment had a tremendous chizuk, tremendous Hashem Huhu Elokim. Everyone had seen the emes. But even when a person has such a revelation, when Klal Yisrael has seen such clarity, it doesn't last. There's a hisirus. If it's not worked upon, if it's not internalized, then it's a flash in the pan. You know, yesterday's front page news is today's back page news. Then it's forgotten. It's all over. You know. So enoch adama. So she said mocha. Tomorrow they'll yesh mocha. Today I can't touch you, Elio. Today you're riding high. Hashem u'elokim. But there'll come a time. When it'll all have died down, everyone will have forgotten, as we know, we know from recent happenings, that everyone has a hisayrus, but what happens to the hisayrus afterwards? So that was what she said. Mocha ani osel es nafshcha ke'echad k'nafik nefesh echa mehem. So I think this is what the Sephora is saying. Kriyas Yamsuf, as a gewaltige, by Kleid Zerkeli, by Veyu, Rosa Shifcha, Leom Mashalor, Roy Chesko Ben Buzi, it was a gewaltige, his galus, Rosa, they saw Mordek and Nissen. But if it's not worked upon, then it just dissolves. Shomu Amim Yergovun, by Yovay Amalek, a few weeks later, everyone was terrified, the whole world, it dissipates, it evaporates, there's nothing left. It needs to be internalized. The Shira was Klausol's way of internalizing, going through in graphic detail what they've seen, the Midah Keneged Midah, how the Yibu Ka'oven, Ka'iferes, Ka'kash, and all the things that they've seen, to work it in. And Kulehai V'ulai, if one doesn't try and internalize it, it certainly won't remain. Even with all the Avedas which they did, what also happened after Vayisu Shlosh Yom Malaymach Sumayim, it came tomorrow, Vayavoy Barosol, it also didn't last. But that was the tachlis of the Shira. Was to internalize the limudim which they'd seen by the Yamsuf. So, what was the main message that they were meant to internalize? Well, the Mitzrayim got punished. But on the other hand, that's not the essence of the Shira. The Malachim, Bikshu Malachim Asher Lev Mashira, the Bereshit said, "Maisi Yoda Tov V'Atzavim Shira." That's not what we say Shira for. We're grateful to the Bereshit. We're obviously the Remeider Shvach Remeider to the Bereshit Leilam that he destroyed our enemies, etc. But that's not Shira. That's Ros Maisi Yoda Tov V'Atzavim Shira. That's not the essence of the Shira. So what then is the essence of the Shira that needs to be internalized for which reason we have the Yontav of Shvi'i Shel Pesach? There's another question. You say every day in davening, "Vayiru ha'omes Hashem, vayamilu b'Hashem u'Moshe avdoi." So Chazal is an amazing Chazal. Ad kan lo yihayu yireim es Hashem. Till now they didn't have Yiras Shemayim. Bikam va'elecha yireim es Hashem. What do you mean? After Eser Makkos, after all they'd seen Mitzrayim, they'd learned the Yisodos v'Emunah of Ani Hashem b'Kerev Oretz, Ani Hashem in Komodim B'chol Oretz. After all that they'd seen in Mitzrayim, and Ad Kan Lo Yihayu Yireim Es Hashem, what do Chazal mean? There are various interpretations. And another question is, we say, Vayesh Hashem Vayemu, Vayah Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Beis HaSfas Hayom, Vayah Yisrael Es Yonagdor She'os Hashem B'Mitzrayim. So the Mefoshim, Echayim HaKadosh, other Mefoshim asked the question as a repetition. Vayah Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis hasfas hayom. Vayah Yisrael es Yaradar shel Hashem Mitzrayim. Should say Vayah Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis hasfas hayom. Yaradar shel Hashem Mitzrayim. Vayah, two Vayahs. The other is the Beis HaLevi, in one place, in a few places, but one place the Beis HaLevi explains the Pshat in this Chazal, Ad Kan Loi HaYureim es Hashem. They didn't have Yiras Shemayim till Kriyas. What did they learn new by Kriyas Yamsuf that they hadn't learned in Mitzrayim? So he says like this. He says, what did they learn in Mitzrayim? They learned in Mitzrayim Yiras Ha'oinish. They learned Moshe has to paro. If you listen, if you don't listen, you get a makkah. So it doesn't listen, you get a makkah. Schav Ha'oinish. Paro says, okay, I'll let them go. The Oinish goes away. They learned this. So the Boshim is Mashgiach on the Bria, and if you don't listen, you'll get it. That's what they learned. The Yisodos Chav Oinish. And when a person understands the concept of Chav Oinish, this brings a person to Yira. Because you know, if you're frightened, you're frightened to deviate, because otherwise there'll be an Oinish. But this Yira, says the Beis HaLevi, what creates this Yira? This Yira is created only because a person knows he's got a Yetzer Hara. Because he knows that maybe I'll speak Lashon Hara, maybe I'll do that. That therefore this Yira is founded on a person's so to disability to be showing with the time mitzvahs constantly without deviating, ki who's there, this creates the yira. If there'd be no yitzara, there'd be no mokum for a yira, because there's nothing to be frightened of. He says there's another type of yira. And he gives a moshe. He says, let's say someone is on a boat, on a ship, and has a man overboard. So what do? They take the life thing, or what you call it, chuck it up, and he grabs onto it, and he grabs on for dear life, literally. So and there's someone standing on the deck holding on, they're pulling him in, and he's holding on, he knows if he lets go, that's it. So that's a bit, what's to define, what are the feelings going through the mind of the fellow in the water? What's he thinking? He's petrified, number one. He's petrified because he knows if he lets go, or the fellow on the boat lets go, then he's lost. On the other hand, the fact that he realizes he's totally in the hands of the person who's pulling him in creates between him a tremendous bond of ahava. Yet he's saving my life. I can feel him. This man is pulling me in. He has saved my life. I'm in the water, and chas v'shalom, what's going to happen? And he's pulling me in. The yira and the ava complement each other. I'm at the same time. I'm afraid maybe he'll just let go. Maybe I let go. Maybe he let go. But on the other hand, the fact that he's pulling me in, that creates the ava. Says the Beis Halevi, there is a type of yira, this type of yira, the first type of yira, which is yiras ha'oinish, that yira does not engender ahava, doesn't bring ahava. It's just that yira, if you're good, you're okay. You're okay. And if you're not good, then you get punishment, fine. So either you listen or not, take your choice. Go up b'chira. But this yira, if a person realizes that he's constantly being supported by somebody else, he's being looked after, and that person is sustaining him, literally sustaining him, then there's the dual feeling of ahava and yira together. They work together. Because I'm afraid of what he will do, and I'm afraid, but also the fact that he's not letting go creates an ahava, yira of ahava. Says the Beis Halevi, this is the difference between what happened in Mitzrayim and what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. In Mitzrayim was Schar V'Oinish. That was it. And that's what Klai Yisrael saw, and that's what the Klai Yisrael had to learn, and those were the lessons which they learned. But in the Yamsuf, he quotes the Chazal. Chazal say, B'yam, he gionu, the Klai Yisrael came la'b'china hashnir. They came to the second level of Yira. The Harei Halichosom Biyam Vadai Nishta Kamashois. How long did it take to go through the Yam? They went through the whole night, several hours going through the sea. And the Medrash says, Shlish Mayim Kofus Haimus Blev Yom. And the Pasuk Kofus says the Medrash, Shlish Mayim Nikfor Tachas Ragleim. So they went through the water. Actually, it says, the Mefarshim say, a double expression of the Pasuk, but for the derived from the Pasuk, that you know, if the sea splits, you imagine, well, the sea is I don't know how many feet, thousands of feet deep, so you would have expected the sea to split, and you have to go right down to the bottom, to the seabed, walk along the seabed, and climb up again. No, the Farshim takes Sava Kabbalah, it wasn't like that. He says that the sea froze at land level, so at sea level, so to speak, and the waves which were higher split, so they were walking on ice, literally, walking on ice. So the Medrash says, Shlish Mayim Nikfor Tachas Ragleim, a third of the water froze under their feet, a third of the water, V'holchu aleihem, and they walked on this. Ubitzideihem, and they were surrounded. V'gam lemala al rosheihem, they were walking through a channel tunnel of ice. That's what a Yamsi tunnel of ice. Shlish mayim mikvah tachas ragleihem, ubitzideihem, v'gam lemala al rosheihem. K'diisa ba'ovus Reb Nosson, shayah mayim k'moy kippah aleihem. Ovus Reb Nosson writes the mayim was an arch over their heads. It was a tunnel. So when they walked through the Yamsuf, they realized, and at the same time, the Mitzrayim, the water was crashing down on the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim and the Yam, the water was crashing down. So they came to a new recognition. They came to a recognition, just like the person who's fallen overboard and is being pulled in. He knows that the person's pulling in. They saw the Rebbe was holding back the mine. They're walking on ice, but it could be water. A few feet away, a few yards away, whatever, and the Mitzrayim are drowning in the water. So why is this water frozen? They came to the realization that the Bereshit is holding them with a life ring. He's holding them. So they came to a new level of Yira. Vayiru ha'omes Hashem. Ad kan loy ha'yureimes Hashem. Till now the Yira, which they had, was the Yira of Schav Oedish. Fine. However, we should love such Yira. But now they came to a new understanding. They came to the understanding, the realization of Hakara, the Bereshit is sustaining them. Not that if you exist, but if you do wrong, the Bereshit can interfere. I once heard from Marcel Salman, the Zayin Gesund. He said, someone came to him to ask him, he sees someone comes to shul every day, he davens, and this fellow is a well-known, apparently a schwindler, whatever, a business, a crooked as they come, whatever. He comes to daven his talis and tilin, and davens his tilin. How do you reconcile these two things? What's going through this person's mind? If you're davening with such kavon, apparently. So he said like this. He said, this is what's going through this person's mind. He says, this person has got the hashkafa like this. He says, I'm here. I can sort myself out. But this is what he's saying to the Bereshit. The Bereshit Shalom, I know you're stronger than me. He says, Dabra Bereshit, just leave me alone. Let me get on with my life. That's his Dabra Bereshit, leave me alone. I can box you. I'm managing. But you leave me alone. This hashkafa, this is what the Yamsuf, the Nest of Kriyas Yamsuf is coming to show. That it's not like that, obviously. The Bereshit Shalom is sustaining us. The Bereshit Shalom is giving us Kol Anshach, Kol Neshima, Neshima. A person can't do anything without the Bereshit Shalom. And that's Vayiru Omes Hashem. Ad kan loy hayureim, kan loy hayureim es Hashem. Maybe this is the pshat in the double expression, which was Vaya Yisrael, right? Es Mitzrayim meis hasfas hayom. Vaya Yisrael se'or de'ol asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis hasfas hayom. You saw what happened to Mitzrayim. Vaya, Rebbe Rashi says in the Pashat, Vaya, it means a Hisboinus. They investigated more, but what do they realize now? Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis hasfas hayom. Then Vaya Yisrael es Yod Hashem Hashem b'Mitzrayim. But it's happening. It says it's happening to Mitzrayim, not to us. It means what's happening to Mitzrayim could be happening to us because it's the same water, it's the same ice, and our water is our ice is ice, and their water is water. From the Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis hasfas hayom, from the fact that they saw what's happening to Mitzrayim, and they realize that could be happening. Why is that not happening to us? Vaya Yisrael es Yod Hashem Hashem b'Mitzrayim. And they realize it's only happened to us, it's not happening to us. Why is it happening to us? Because the Bereshit is holding us with a life belt. He's sustaining us. He's holding back the water. The water's there, and he's holding back the water. He's not letting the water come down. From there, they reached this madrega of Yira to understand. It's all Yira. But this Yira of being held by the life belt, or by the Bereshit Shalom, this is the level which they achieved. Bishas Kriyas Yamsuf. So if so, we can understand why the Shira was not sung straight after Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Shira, as we've said, is Maisa Yod HaTeva Yimata Yom Shira. For the destruction of Mitzrayim, we don't sing Shira. When did the person sing Shira? When did the Klai Yisrael sing Shira? When they came to this realization, Achayeno Amsurim Yodech Va'al Nishmoyfen HaKul Yisrael. It's interesting. After Oz Yoshe on Shabbos in Nishmas. What's it? That's the ganze Nishmas. That's the whole Nishmas. Akein Yivoyim Shepulak Tabadu Ruach B'Shabbos Shalem Lak. That's the whole Nishmas. From the Oz Yoshe, it builds up into the Nishmas. And this is and this is what draws out a Shira. It's expression of Ahava. It's Mitzrayim didn't necessarily draw out the midah of Ahava from Klal Yisrael, because it would have taken just on the level that it was Schavoyish of Yira. Kriyas Yamsuf brought out the Ahava. The Bereshit is sustaining us. He's holding us. He's drawing us in. Remember, so when a person lives with this idea, so obviously it's a simple thing, everyone knows it, but when one lives with this idea, it can be life-changing in a way. One lives with this idea, the Bereshit is sustaining me constantly. You know, if I were to live with that understanding, the Bereshit gave you a mouth, how can you use the mouth for wrong things? How can you go to, how can you do anything? The Bereshit is giving me the courage to do everything. How can you do something which the Bereshit doesn't want you to do? We would live with that in the forefront of our mind. I don't know if anybody here learned to Ponovich, in Shach the Chayin Levracha, It wasn't the Shmuz where he didn't talk about how one sees the Neflos HaBayra in the workings of the Guf, and he didn't go into any all biological details. He used to say such straightforward things. I know Bachrim who became Mamin in Mamish. He would say like this. He says, the eye can see. He says, what can see? Take the eye, put it on the table. Can the eye can see? The eye can't see. So why can the eye? It's an eye. The eye can see. When it's in here, it can see. But it's there. It can't. How does it work? He says, I lift up my hand. How do I lift up my hand? Put the hand on the table. Chop the hand off. The hand can lift itself. Can't lift itself up. And this he was. You could feel his ebuna, and it rubbed off. That's what we have to aspire to. The pasuk says, Pashas Hazinu, Tzur Yuladcha Teshi. Atishkach keil mechilelecha. One of the taichin of the pasuk is Rabbi Yishayim has Yuladcha Teshi given you the ability to forget. Atishkach keil mechilelecha. Use that to forget the Rabbi Yishayim. So the Dubna Maggid gives a gewaltige moshel to explain this pasuk. He says there was once a fellow who was being accused of a very serious crime, and he was supposed to appear in court. So he looked around, tried to get himself a solicitor, a lawyer. No one will take it on. Hopeless case, just plead guilty, finish. Nothing to talk about. So he went round, right? Eventually he found someone, says, yes, but you have to follow my instructions to the letter. You've got to follow, do exactly as I tell you. So, fine. So the fellow says, right, when you come to court, the judge will ask you, what's your name? So, you make a submission, you go, that's your name. Where do you live? Make yourself Meshigger, make yourself Meshigger. Right, so came to court. And what's your name? What's your name? Right. Judge has to throw him out. Insane. Chuck out the case. End of story. Okay, so that night, Grace Suda's Haidar was held in the house. Who was the guest of honour? The lawyer with this wonderful advice that he gave him. Wonderful advice. So kids, everyone had a good time, and they're wishing Mazel Tov, and they start with a divya Torah. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, then at the end of the evening, the sister takes out a nice cream envelope, hands it to him. She says, "What's this? This is my bill." The bill? Says the Dubna Maggid, Sur Yuladcha Teshi, the Bershon gave you the ability to forget, Batishka Keil Mechalelecha. You use it again. I gave, Shikha is, we know, can be a bracha on occasions, Leolim. If Sur Yuladcha, Batishka Keil Mechalelecha, you use it against me, like someone kicks his surgeon, and he broke his leg, and the surgeon repairs his leg, and he takes the leg and he kicks the surgeon. Sur Yuladcha Teshi, Batishka Keil Mechalelecha, you're going to forget the Rabbeinu Shleilam. It's easy to preach. But if we were to live with this in our minds as much as we can, it has an impact. It can be a life changing. If one only is meishiv, but that's obviously that's what we do in davening. That's what we tell ourselves three times a day. That's the tachlis of it all. Is al kaponim? This is what the Shira was about. That which needs to be internalized, and why the Yontav of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, as the Sephora says, is not because of the destruction of Mitzrayim, Maithi on Toviyam, not even because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Shira was because the Yira which they experienced, the Shas, the Shira, brought about a gewaltige Ava, where they realized that the Baruch Hashem is supporting them in all ways, and that Ava is what developed, what brought about the Shira. It's a bit early, but we should help Taka. We should always have opportunities to sing Shira. Yes, the Sadiq will hear you.